CKUT 90.3 FM, Future Classic Radio. It is fundraising drive time. We're raising the fun and the funds for CKUT independent media. If you respect that, if you enjoy that, if you believe in that, then you need to support that. And we reach out to you one time a year to do this. Every dollar, and I mean every single penny that comprises every single dollar, means so much to everyone here at the station and means a lot to the station itself to keep things running 24/7, 365 days a year. We've been doing this a long time here on CKUT as well as on radio back in the day, way back in our day, in previous cities, Toronto. Shouts out to CKLN and CHRY out there. We know firsthand how important these funding drives are. So this is what we're going to do today. We're gonna talk to you. We're going to tell you why you should support. We're going to tell you why you got to put your money where your mouth is. And we know it's tough times. We know it's tough times. So any dollar counts. We've got a lot of prizes that we can unpack with you. But if you've got $5, $10, like, that's good. That's great. Everything helps. So the way you can get this started is 514-907-9424. That's 514-907-9424. You can also go to ckut.ca. Click on those links to donate, donate, donate. Lots of options there. One time, recurrent payments, whatever you need. We got you. Big shout out to everybody who's already been putting in the work on air and also supporting the station so far. $13,000. Unbelievable. And we've just kicked off on Thursday, and this is running for another week. And we're our goal, station goal, is 50,000, 50,000. That's four zeros with five, 50,000. So we really need your support. 514-907-9424, ckut.ca. I am the one, Tash. We got Moonstar here too. We've also got the wee one hanging out in the corner. We're going to figure out her tag name soon. But do keep it locked. We're here until 2 p.m. live in the studio. It feels really good. Let's go.
What?
Montreal does sound like CKUT, and that's what you're tuning into right about now. CKUT 90.3 FM in the city of Montreal. CKUT.ca worldwide. And this is the funding drive. This is the time of year that we ask you and you and you too, and you in the back, and you on the side over there, and you in your car, and you with, you know, your headphones on, walking down the street, and you that's, you know, maybe washing some dishes while you're listening right now, or you that's just like chilling on the couch. All of you out there to do what you can to help CKUT by donating whatever you can afford. And again, tough times. We are living in extraordinarily tough times. So we get it. So anything that you're able to afford, anything that you're able to pass along to the station is greatly appreciated. 514-907-9424. 514-907-9424 is the fundraising drive line. There are incredible people standing by to take your call. You can also do this online at ckut.ca. Find the donate buttons. In fact, the direct URL for you to be able to get there. I think it's just ckut.ca/donate, if I'm not mistaken. And I certainly hope I'm not. Yes, it is. ckut.ca/donate. D-O-N-A-T-E. And there is some incredible stuff that is being offered as a thank you gift for your donation. There's magnets. There is an amazing mug that I will say I definitely have my eyes on. Incredible t-shirts. Really beautifully designed this year. The graphic for this year's fundraising drive is pretty, pretty sweet. You can get t-shirts. You can get tote bags. Donations start at $30 for these lovely parting gifts and thank you gifts for your donations. And really, this is it. CKUT is the sound of Montreal. Montreal sounds like CKUT. CKUT is a reflection of this city, of all the communities in Montreal. You can tune in hour over hour, at like literally 24 hours a day, and catch a glimpse into different cultural communities, musical communities, and get a real sense of the flavor of what comprises this city, what makes Montreal so spectacular. And we have to say, like, this is independent media. This is independent radio. This is not financed by mega corporations. This is not financed by massive commercial interests. The money comes from donations. There is an offering through the student body here at McGill, small stipend that is paid through the tuition fees. And that's it. And the people who work here, there is a core staff, a very lean core staff who are full-time, work here full-time, and the rest is powered by volunteers. We volunteer our time. I myself volunteer my time here. Moonstar volunteers his time. We've been volunteers at CKUT since 2003. We've been volunteering here for 21 years. I just said that out loud and I kind of can't believe that.
How many years?
21. That's with a 2 in front of the 1. That's 21 years. And we do it because we love being a part of this community. We love being a part of a vibrant space that brings so many different people together. And I've learned so much about the city, especially when I first moved here, learned so much about Montreal just by listening to CKUT. And really, there's just so much value in all the work that people do here. So please, if you can feel that, if you can support that, 514-907-9424, ckut.ca/donate. And our show, Future Classic Radio, we've been doing this show since 2006, I think. 2005? I don't even know. 2004. Okay, well, there you have it. and our mandate really is to always surface music that is, for one reason or another, just overlooked. and music that we find personally that speaks to us. So that tends to veer on the more like soulful end of the spectrum, electronic end of the spectrum. Though our music tastes are very wide, what we like to present on this show is music that truly moves us and we believe moves other people. And those tend to be music from marginalized groups, from definitely artists that do not receive mainstream airplay. They may not even be generating high streaming numbers in on your streaming platforms du jour. We just believe it's damn fine music that more people can get excited by or should get excited by and support where they can by either seeing those artists in person or buying their music directly from them through the platforms that actually pay these artists a fair cut and a fair portion of the art that they make, and really just to help spread that word. And part of also the mandate of this show is to really support the music that ticks those boxes for us, and that comes from this very city, from the city of Montreal, like this artist that we're listening to right now in the background, OJPB, who has been stealthily and quietly, maybe almost too quietly, creating an incredible body of very soulfully tinged house music and techno over the last, I don't know, 15 years, 12 years. So shouts out to OJPB out there. And this is but one of a plethora of artists that we like to support on this show. Why? Because it's damn good music and more people need to hear it. More people need to hear it and more people need to get behind that and support artists like OJPB who are doing it very, very, very well. Buying that ticket to the show, buying that ticket to the DJ night, buying those tracks on wax at local record stores like La Rama, who really also serves that same mandate. I think we have that sort of like spiritual connection in that regard. We really want to be that platform as best as we can to just share what we love. And this is the case for all these music shows on this station, for sure. I think you could talk to anyone volunteering on any of the music-related programming here, and they do it for the love of the music and for supporting those artists. And we're all volunteering. We're all volunteering our time to do that. So 514-907-9424, ckut.ca/donate for supporting CKUT. There's some crazy stats, like $60,000 alone a year in rent. That's how much this space needs to, like how much the station needs to cough up every single year just to maintain the facility here. And this is not like, I mean, the gear, and shout out to everybody here who puts in the work at CKUT on the technical front. It is not easy when you have so many people coming through and touching the gear. At most other stations, it's like one engineer who's on for, you know, X amount of time, and keeping everything just so. I mean, here, this is really freeform. Hold on, let me see if I can. We're gonna get another mic up.
Check.
There we go.
I just got to send a special shout out to Spencer because we haven't been here for how many years? 2 years? We haven't done our show from here.
We haven't done our show from the station in 4 years, my friend.
There's not one scratchy pot in this setup.
It is stellar.
It's mint in here.
It's mint. It is.
Spencer,
what's
butter. This is unbelievable. Like, now's the time to show your appreciation for these folks that put their time in and keep. It's amazing. I'm just having so much fun being back here. And
yeah.
Big shout out to Spencer and everyone that's kept the station going through the pandemic, and you know, we saw a lot of stuff drop off, but this place is still standing strong, and it's amazing. So impressive, man. I gotta get on the track. It's about to fade out.
As we go, I mean, and this is it. I think the station's still here and the station's still strong because of and by virtue of all of the incredible work of the core staff here and powered by the volunteers as well. There's over 200 volunteers that put in their time here in the station. And not, I mean, I was talking about the music programming, like, never mind like the programming for different cultural communities here in the city, and the news programming that doesn't even touch what's going on, or like, it's rather the news programming here is letting you know the real deal of what's going on out there and not what's being covered over and completely outrightly ignored by the mainstream media. So this is the function of independent radio, is to speak truth to power continually. And this is where CKUT stands. Yeah, this place is just so phenomenal and just, it means so much to me. I know Moonstar feels the same. 514-907-9424, ckut.ca/donate to support. We're going to let a couple tracks breathe here and give you a little more flavor of Future Classic Radio. CKUT 90.3 FM.
I know how to love. Thank you.
CKUT 90.3 FM, this is Future Classic Radio, and this is Future Classic Radio on the fundraising drive. Montreal sounds like CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca worldwide, hands down, no doubt. And this is what Montreal sounds like from the electronic music side of things. Secret Witness, a really incredible duo of Jean Tellum, phenomenal producer and DJ in her own right, alongside Gabriel Ray, the two of them putting this all together. Something that just came out just a couple months back. And before that, we had CMD from right here, aka also known as Cyan, the host, straight up host of Modular Systems, that runs during the same time slot as Future Classic Radio. We're on every other week and we switch off with that brilliant, brilliant show. And CMD is a phenomenal producer in her own right as well. And that was called Blood Moon, off an EP that came out, I think this is going back to 2021. And this is it. This is what we like to do on this program, is really bring you flavors of Montreal, the music that truly moves us and really that we love to celebrate, with giving it more, giving it the airtime it deserves, and rinsing that, as we like to say, just rinsing that as much as possible as well, especially the artists that we truly adore and love.
This is the track that you were just talking about. You played the John Arnold, you played the, what was the track you played? The Wajid remix of John Dixon.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you wheeled it up twice, man, on the CDJs.
Oh, I did.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought I had, okay, I don't know what's going on down here.
it's CKUT 90.3,
there you
live
go.
And direct, man. Fundraising edition.
I knew, I was like, yeah,
sounds
well, there
familiar.
You go. Snafus.
No, but this is the track that, if you want to reintroduce it, that you're reading off the Bandcamp page on the left, on the right there. On the right?
Okay, yeah, so this is Secret Witness.
People? Who are these people?
This is Secret Witness.
But who are these people?
So Secret Witness is Jean Tellum and Gabriel Ray, who are producers and DJs here in the city, who are collaborating together on this project.
You on the hot spot.
Yeah, no, but yeah, anyway, I just feel slightly slightly chuffed, as they like to say across the pond, that, you know, I definitely got that one garbled. But yeah, no, this is coming right from here, right here in Montreal.
What's the deal? Like, are they, I don't know anything about them. Are they popular? Are they?
So this is, so they have a label called Bienvenue Recordings. They've got like three or four releases on it. So local label, local production, and just like really, really phenomenal music. Jean Tellum has been putting out solo production stuff under that pseudonym of Jean Tellum for, I guess, about 4 years at this point, and is probably one of the most exciting house music DJs in the city right now, who is thankfully getting traction outside of Montreal too, and doing some gigs overseas. from what I can follow online as a fan. So this is a Secret Witness. They put out some music earlier, but I think about a year and a bit ago. And this is brand new, Newish, from December of just 2023.
So here is the only place in the public sphere in Montreal where you can get this into your mind, you know, nowhere else. You have to search this out. You have to figure out, you have to read, research, but we can just bring it to you and you can be inspired by that, you know, and that happens all the time here at CKUT. That's why it makes it so dope. You know what I mean? Is that we can feed into the airwaves good music that has a very hard uphill battle against, you know, all the forces that be that hold good music back, you know, and there's no guidelines to get onto the station here. People just come down, rinse what they want, and it's an amazing opportunity for your music to get heard and also to experience music. So another reason to get, you know, to get involved with the station and donate, make a pledge, ckut.ca/donate. Are you feeling me on this?
I'm absolutely feeling you. And actually what I'd like to ask you is how community radio supported you as an artist. Because for the folks out there that don't know Moonstar.
Well, I met you.
Yes, but I'm saying, no, but like, but how it supported you, like getting, building those relationships with the people who were putting on those radio shows and community radio stations. This is going back to Toronto, but also here in Montreal, like building those relationships, what that meant to you as a music maker, how that helped you in your music career.
That was easy to share on in the public sphere and reach people that I had no access to any other way. And it still exists today, you know. The reach is still there. It's still relevant. It's still very important. And if I didn't have that when we were starting, there was nothing else. Like now you do have the web, but the web is so saturated and it's not curated. You curate the web. So you end up searching for what you want. But what about those things you don't know about that might influence you, might change your way of thinking, might inspire you into a different genre or a different style of music or down a whole rabbit hole in a genre that you like that you didn't know about, you know? So for us, like when we were starting, the track's gonna run out. I gotta get back on the decks. I'm better on the decks than I'm on the mic, but I'll just say this, that if it wasn't for campus,
don't shortchange yourself.
There's so many benefits that the campus community radio has given me in terms of experience, friendships, my beautiful family that I have right now, all as a result of campus community radio. No, I'm straight up serious, you know?
Yeah.
And my political views and everything. Like, I feel like if it wasn't for that, I don't know what. We'll leave that for another discussion, but...
But it is interesting, like, how much these spaces have imprinted us personally. Like, I have a very parallel story to Moonstar's... Though I wasn't an artist, my whole raison d'être for doing radio was to really support local artists as much as possible. So, and I started when I was really a teenager, like getting involved, really a teenager. I was a teenager. I was definitively a teenager. And I started volunteering at a community radio station in Toronto called CHRY 105.5 FM, sadly no longer around as a community radio station. It was affiliated with York University. It was instrumental in building who I am today, like in so many ways, through my longest standing friendships, through to, again, like just my views of the world and really understanding differing perspectives. Like I really... It's made me who I am today. Absolutely. But this is really, this show, we want to tell you these stories. Of course, we want to, give you a little bit more of insight into who we are, why we do this. We do this because we love this. We do this because we believe in the power of independent radio, the power of independent media. We believe in CKUT and what its purpose and mission for the city of Montreal. It is such a hub that brings together this whole city, like truly in the most beautiful way that possible. And so this is why we continue to be a part of the station. And we would love for you to help support CKUT and Yeah, you're supporting Future Classic Radio if you choose to donate to the show. And thank you so much to everybody who has so far. But it's really about the station and helping the station be able to continue to thrive with the incredible programming that it broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. 514-907-9424, ckut.ca/donate. Another Montrealer who... Getting some serious dues outside of the city too, thankfully. The beautiful Guyance letting this go. Rinse from her album Masquerade that came out last year. Full Moon Rising. If we're talking future classic, this is a future classic right here. CKUT 90.3 FM. And yes, another Montrealer that really got some much deserved kudos and dues outside of the city. Jacques Green, very first song that Jacques Green put out, Another Girl, which is 10 years old, actually, this month, unbelievably, and still beautiful. Coming off of the Lucky Me label out in Scotland, UK, I guess now. Still so, so, so good. And this is Future Classic Radio. We're on until 2 p.m. and asking for your support to CKUT 90.3 FM during our fundraising drive, 2024 fundraising drive. Donate what you can.
bouncing. Like a thought, I'm bouncing. Like a thought, I'm bouncing.
We're bouncing. We are bouncing in the studio, live in the studio at CKT 90.3 FM. Shouts to Alex Moskis, holding it down for the station. You know, I didn't even tell Alex this, but Alex was literally one of the very first people I ever met at CKUT just before I moved to Montreal. I remember visiting the McGill campus because I was coming to do grad school here, and then coming up the hill to CKUT and telling him. And I remember at the time it was Steve Guimond saying, hey, I'm going to be here in 3 months and I want to volunteer. And that was both me and Moonstar coming together to plant the seed that we were going to be volunteering as soon as we arrived. And we did. And we've been volunteering ever since. It is a funding drive and we really, really need your support, really need it. The goal for the station this year is $50,000. That's $50,000. And station's been doing pretty well so far, but we really could use more. And the reason is, like, we're really not lean, the station does not lean on mega corporate interests to finance and facilitate the programming here. There aren't big, you know, commercial entities that are, you know, advertising through here. And that's by design. That is very, like, a very concerted approach because this is independent radio. This is independent media. Yes. And so we really depend on you, the listener, to support as best as you can. And we know, again, it's really tough times. So anything that you can afford is incredibly appreciated. $5, $10, it really all goes a long way here. Of course, if you do donate starting at $30, you will receive a thank you gift for your kind donation. So there's incredible, like, the design this year, the designer's name is Amory? Alex? Is it Amory? Yeah. The design is amazing. I know I am totally copping a shirt and a bag because that is the flex that I need to have for 2024. I love this design. There's magnets starting at $30. There's really, really awesome mugs starting, I think it's at $50. Starting $60, you can cop yourself a shirt for $90.30, which is always my favorite donation amount. $90.30, you will get a shirt, a tote bag. And then, of course, you can go $120, $240 and get a few other extra goodies as thank yous. We also have getting yourself into the donation pool for thank yous with draws with a whole bunch of local businesses to get some fun surprises that way. So please absolutely give what you can. CKUT.ca/donate. CKUT.ca/donate. Thank you to everybody who's been donating so far to the station, specifically to Future Classic Radio. I got to give a shout out to my mom. So thank you, Mom. And thank you, Corrine, my sister, my beautiful, beautiful sister, both folks in Toronto. And I know there's been some other people who are throwing in some cash here and there to support this show and, of course, to support CKUT. We're going to close off the show with one of our favorite money-oriented songs here, Dudley Perkins with Mad Lib. That's right. Gotta get that money, yeah. CKUT 90.3 FM. Gotta get that money. Oh.
To the power hitter of FM radio. Keep it tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM.
I think the magnitude of this will probably not sink in or talked about or understood for a while.
CKUT.
It sounds like Montreal. If it sounds like Montreal, it sounds like CKUT. CKUT's annual funding drive is back, and this year we're celebrating the city that made us. From Friday, March 15th to Sunday, March 24th, tune in for an earful